Rabosai, we left off last time with a fundamental chakibra about how to read our Gemara. I'm not going to repeat what we said last time, but the Gemara asked, what about, you're asked the $64,000 question, which we'll see the Achronim really go to town about. How could it be Chayim al Yechir Shel Bekata and Pein Ech Meshlichot from Ila? Okay. That we darshan on your chesed base, quoting the Sitra. But the lav nishni, say who? And the answer is asan kematan shel zesim, according to Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's just like it says about Irvin by Holicho Nasan Algabe Hakov Holicho Algabe and Hil Ben Holicho. And we had Hakibro. What does this Gemara mean? The two radically different directions. Is it that we're redefining shlichos? I understand we learned Zereshavach Mipi Truma shlichos by Mi'ila, and the simple shot is that the reason we needed Chaykei by Truma from Truma, and we wouldn't suffice with the principle of Shulchanik Mokhpol Karkula, is like the question that Gemara Kedushin Afen Beis and Beis. Okay, but Chaykei by Truma is shlichos. So one option is, yes, Chaykei by Truma is shlichos. But there's always a question of what do you do when you have a Zereshav and you learn area A from area B. Do you say Zmanj the same thing, which is clearly sort of your first impression on the lower level, or no? Maybe it's not an equation. It's a Ramez the Alma. It's a Ramez the Alma that there's some similarity and similar result, Lamaisa, here and there, but it could work totally differently. And that's one way of reading our Gemara. Why can a Hirshon to be called to be a Shliach? Because Shlichus by Me'ilah doesn't really mean Shlichus. Shlichus by Me'ilah doesn't really mean Shlichus. Shlichus by Me'ilah means Gram Me'ilah. And you know what? If you did Me'ilah through a Matan Shalzesim, that would also work. And if you did Me'ila through a kof and a pill, that would also work. Okay, maybe because in Shlichus Tarvira. But Shlichus is not Dafka Shlichus, it is pseudo Shlichus. That's one way of reading the Gemara. The other way of reading the Gemara was that the Gemara is saying exactly the opposite. Shlichus by Me'ila is Shlichus. Don't say Chirashot V'Katan has anything to do with that, because the Chirashot V'Katan here are irrelevantly gamre. It's not that you're let's just review the two drachen, right? Chirash, let's, what do I want to say? I was about to say Shlichus Chirashot V'Katan, but of course, that would be prejudicing me. Me'ila al yedei holochas Chirashot V'Katan. So one way is, this is Kmo, or what does this prove? This proves that Shlichus Lav Davka, and really Me'ila Al Yudei Grama is Chayav. Okay. And the other way is no. Shlichus equals Shlichus. And here, the point of the matter in the book of the pill is that the Chirash of the Katan are not doing anything. Tosos had a little trouble accepting. They said, well, if they're not doing anything, what's the point? But maybe the Chirash of the Katan are not doing anything. It's really me and the Chenvani who are doing everything. The whole point is just like the matan is irrelevant, just like the Kof and the pill are irrelevant, so to this is... this is irrelevant. So we're saying that the Chirashot V'Katan are irrelevant, meaning, what am I trying to say? What is our case? In our case, the Me'ila is done by the Chirashot V'Katan. But since I was Goring, therefore I am Chayiv. Let's see, by the Chirashot V'Katan and the Chenvani, right? Obviously, they can't do it themselves. They have to watch me to the head, buddy. Or you say, no, the Me'ila is done by the Baal HaBayis and the Chenvani. Right? Is the Chiddush, the very small Chiddush, that if I tell a Chenvani, if I tell a Chenvani, meaning what's the equivalent? If I tell a Chenvani, you know I happen to have a $20 bill on the in the sidewalk outside your store. Pick it up and leave me a sack of wheat. Okay, that helps me make you low. Who cares how it got there? I bought a sack of wheat from him. Here also, who cares how it got there? I guys bought a sack of wheat from him. What we wanted to say was that the Nakamina would obviously be what? Okay, let's leave it for now. What? I didn't say anything. Yeah. What's their custom? Give me a second. I'm just speaking in general. Okay, you're right. What we wanted to say, how do we then interpret the what's the raya from the Matan Shel Zeisim? So we wanted to say, again, Tosos, I admitted, I wasn't exactly sure where it was going, but at the very least, what Moshe says is, this proves that it's valid das, even though I don't know what's going on. Yeah, not that Martha does anything. Not with any mice, right? And this is clearly fitting in this direction. It says that Igros Moshe, this proves that it's just proof that open-ended das is das. Okay, maybe you think it's not such a kiddush, it's worth proving anyway. Just like if I want them to get wet, it doesn't matter that I don't know when and if they'll get wet. If I want them in general, it's good enough. If I want them in bottle, that's good enough. Even if I don't know exactly how it will come about, as opposed to the Rabbi Shaper, who says, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda de Bo'i Maisa Nisinas Mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda, again, we're not used to that from all shots because Rabbi Yehuda is a Shitas Yachin and a Shias and Mashirin, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with everything. So then, that makes it seem like, if I send something to a Maisa, even if it's not a valid Shliach, the Gromas Maisa counts as a Maisa. Meaning, one second, proof that a Maisa Shenegram obviously not for Kultur Kula and Shabbos Grom is Potter and Sikin Grom is Potter, etc., at least for some areas of Halacha.
So when is the 10th Bani? When is the Ne'ila for
when the 10th Bani picks up the money, yeah.
So there could be a deal in Mishnah says when it's Hershel to Tekan, then Bani Ma'al. But when Shalach did it, the Bani Ma'al did it, she'll see.
When I send through Pikeach, when I send through a Pikeach and a Nizkar. In the case of Nizkar, he's only Ma'al Likshayon Tzi. When I send through Chershon's Bekatan, it's not. No, they don't do their shlichus. That's a different case. Here we're talking about when they do their shlichus. Right? That mission is when they don't do their shlichus, right? That line doesn't come after also shlichus on. I didn't look it up, I think.
Yeah, no as
right. Okay, lots of shlichus tell them that here shows them are certainly irrelevant because I never want it. They weren't candy, I never wanted it by candy themselves. Yes, I am in that. Well, of course, we say they shouldn't see why. Because if the hair shows them got by candy, I never wanted my candy. It's no transaction of the candy whatsoever. It's just mamish in the Chavani says by mistake. So that's all the parts of Shalik she can see. At least all the Rishonim say that she can see. If Chaim were here, he'd tell us that the Minchas Pinchas in the Masifta is the Dayak in the Mishta, and we want the Dayak in the Mishta. But the Rishonim are not the Dayak in the Mishta. Rishonim all say that she can see. Okay, let us, again, Tosos. I'm not sure. And what's the raya me koth upil? So again, for the hadmin of Tosas, it's a little unclear, like what's the sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim? So I don't want to use his name. Is Rabbeinu Ephraim only the hadmin, or is Rabbeinu Ephraim also the maskana of Tosas? Like, how much of Tosas is Rabbeinu Ephraim? It's not important. So I'm just not going to use his name. I'm going to use the Rokeach and the Gersa Tatfos. Right, clearly, according to the Rokeach and the Havamina of Tosfos of Rav Meir Ephraim, and the Gersa Tatfos, the plus meaning before they put the parentheses, right? The parentheses are the later Tatfos, erasing what was in the earliest Tatfos. So clearly, that Gersa, I sent the Kof to someone else to take it from him. The Kof did nothing from nothing. Right, the other guy's my shliach, my neighbor. So what is it proving? It's a proof that halacha is irrelevant. Again, I'm not talking about, we're not getting anywhere. Shliach halacha is a big deal. I mean, you're bringing something to someone that halacha lit ben da'as me, ben das, lit, ben das, is irrelevant. That's it. It's a proof that Allah has one ben das, and not ben das is irrelevant. Just like by the Erev, I'm sending it for my ben das, your ben das, and you're my shliach, who cares how it got there? I'm sending it for my body, who cares how it got there? That's not the way Tosos likes. Tosos doesn't clarify himself 100%. If you look at the Erev Moshe, I think more than the part I had to sheet, maybe. He has a different, fancier shot of Tosos, which ends up the same for our purposes. But maybe what Tosos means is no, is that he's really doing something. Oh, what's the Kof really doing? The Kof's doing Hanachas Eiru. Maybe Tosos thinks you need Hanachas Eiru. That's Kiddush. You might have said, I don't care if the Eiru pops up by itself miraculously, as long as I say technically pass, that's good enough. But maybe you need Hanachas Eiru. Ramosha thinks it's too radical. He's Tosos. No, you need my bailus of the Arab, and if it's not yours acting on your behalf, then you lose your bailus of the Arab. Look, maybe Tosfos, what he's saying is that it's a maisa hanochas Arab, and it's the same proof that maisa shenigram al yadi is chashiv ke maisa shali. I'll just point out that Rav Moshe here says something interesting at the very end of this. Enough in the Igros Moshe, not the passage I excerpted there, the part of brackets, at the very end. He says that he thinks this is the machlokes of Rilazar of Milchan. Well, he's convinced by his shot here, and he's going with Intosos there, right? And therefore, he thinks this is the machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar, who compared to a matan doesn't do anything. It's not actually doing. You're not saying it's not a robot that you're sending to do something. The matan is nothing. You're just putting zaysim and something happens. The kofim and the taka are doing something for you. So he says this about chlutzim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Lefi the Eiros Moshe, the Sof Gemara says the Eiros Moshe. He says he doesn't say it in quite this words, but. That is what he is. He doesn't think it is a machlokas. But that's what he's saying. He's saying that Rabbi Yochanan is let me just read you. You have to put together two lines almost in a row. He says, he says, when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Kishinasa Masarotza beginner minds of the Mishaleach Masha Asa al Yadu. Rabbi Yochanan saying, Masha Asa al Yadu, you said the Mishaleach. But Rabbi Lazar is saying, Dulumach was a nature of Maisa Heshot and got a Maisa Mishaleach. It just brought some. So he says, this is a machlokes, Amorim, which is nice because you wonder, like, what are they arguing about? Okay, here's another shot. There are a lot of shots about things to argue about. But he says, no, they're arguing about this Bakira. Again, he's not trying to say, oh, here's a Bakira to argue about. But he just happens to think that shot of which then goes away. He says, this is Rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Pill and Cove are saying that if I send something to happen, that counts by Maisa. Matan, if somebody sent a Matan to do a Maisa, that's just saying, who cares about the Maisa? It's irrelevant. in the matter that's irrelevant because there is no rule of Maisa, according to everyone but Rabbi Yehuda, by extra story. But in our case, it's irrelevant because I'm doing Maisa, and everybody's doing the Maisa. We need anyone else for it. Okay. Now, this ties into the famous question of all the Achronim, and I ruined all their fun. Because they all start with the same question. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Beis Hamikdash says something along the lines of, the Gemara in Kiddushin and Beis Hamikdash has the principle, it says, has a principle of, sorry, Inshlech Levar Veira. Right? What does it say? Inshlech Levar Veira. Darmina Dibra Rabbi Dibra Tama Dibra Mi Shomin. Now the Gemara asks, Inshlech Levar Veira, the Hatanya Shliach Shul Asa Shlumutza Shliach Mal Asa Shlumutza Baal Vais Mal. That's our mission, right? Asa Shlumutza Baal Vais Mal. Right? Technically, those words are in our Mishnah, but they're obviously true in the Chalim Gloskar of everyone. So how come the Shlichus by Me'ilof in Shlichus of Arveira? Am I named Shlichus of Arveira? And then we don't know the answer. We never make to show these other things. So we're going to make some things. Shani Hassan. De Yalfa Chet in Truma. Truma Shlichus Me'ilof Mashve Shliach. So the Gemara there is saying, "How can you have shlichus by truma if you're in shlichus by avera?" What are the Pnei Yeshua there asking? All the other they are going to be asking different words, right? I think I put the Pnei Yeshua who asked it a nice, asked it very nicely. He said, "Kasha tuva, habalav hachiyav karkalini meil lavin tav shlichus seen in Allah." What do you mean? Meil is acts of shlichus. Forget shlichus by avera. We know meil is our shlichus. The people shalchli achir shalchli katan amidu hasdal by yismal amidu hasdal by shlichus tenu. What do you mean, even a hair shot of cotton and a coast is the Elah? Because if it happened, it happened. No, it's not Mamish Likos. And if it's not Mamish Likos, why are there any questions? Bring Shlech the Barb, Ara, MK, Logar, Beget, Hair Shot of Cotton and a coast. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua's question. And that's the question of all the Akronim. All the Akronim's question is a Stikra. What is the Stikra? Right, the Kushas Ha'afronin, which is the Hakira that I ended with a week ago. Right? What is going on in Shlichus in Me'ilah? On the one hand, from Kiddushin Mem, some things, it sounds like Shlichus in Me'ilah equals Shlichus Mamish. That's what we have. If it's real Shlichus, have it in Barbera. But on the other hand, Din Chira Shota Mekatan in Me'ilah of Aleph Amad Aleph sounds like Shlichus B'Me'ilah equals Ramaisa, not Shlichus Mamish. Right? That's what everyone says. You say it happened. It doesn't matter if it didn't happen. Basically, Chira Shota Mekatan proves it's not real Shlichus. It's real Shlichus. Now you have a Chira Shota Mekatan. But the it's not real shlichus. It's not real shlichus. It's not real shlichus. It's not real shlichus. So it's abe the shlichuse, right? It's still it's abe shlichuse. That is the stira of the achronim. I'll start with the latest achron on the Makor sheet, right? I'm sure right now the one you believe it. The stipend. What does the stipler say? The stipler said the whole question is a bad question in the first place. For the last 200 years, everyone's been happy about it. Okay, so they're all wrong for the last 200 years. What can you do? Better late than never. Says the stipler. He says, obviously, okay, he doesn't say that. He says that's word one shita, but within another shita, he says maybe it's not a question in the first place. That's all based on one shot in our Gemara Mila Chafal from an Aleph, which says here Shulz Mekatan is really Midin Grammas. But the other shot is that here Shulz Mekatan is relevant, and you and the Chabani are doing it. Maybe the Chabani is doing your Shlichus. That's why. So Amish Shliach. So says the Stipler. One answer is Pinchas Yaakov. He says that it's no kasha whatsoever. Again, he's saying this according to certain sheets. He said it's no steer whatsoever. It's really shlifus mamish, and therefore ain't shlifus barveira. Therefore ain't shlifus barveira, except in yichidchik truma. But all the dinim shlifus mamish. What are the argmar unit hershlus matan? Argmar means that the hershlus matan are irrelevant because it's human the chenvah. But in a chenvah, saying the hershlus matan is a shliach, it wouldn't be chenvah. Right, if I said Kirshat Gav, it's a shliach, it wouldn't be Megillah. Like, what would be an example? Let's say, because Lachor about the assumption of this side of the of this side of Chakira. I have an understanding. We know what's going on. I send my kid. Let's say I send a Kirshat Gav and I say, go to a random store where they don't buy anything, and just be yourself, and don't bring me into the equation. Just go do business somewhere. Then I would type in Megillah. The money has no intention to transact with me, right? Then he's really doing something. Let's say I told him, go build into my house, right? Shita, that building. Go like go chisel the wood, whatever the shitas are as to what makes it what makes it be like all those exists. Burn it under my children, to cook my children. In all of those cases, I'd be master. Because she's very close to the cotton. She says, really, shlichos mamish. And here, there is no problem. It never meant that I am chayav for what the chayrish shot of the cotton did. It never meant that I am what the chayrish shot of the cotton did. That is all according to one job in our Gemara. He takes another job in Gemara. I am only chayav for what that Ben Funny did. And therefore, our whole Gemara is not a secret in the first place. It says, oh, don't we see? I guess there she was cautious. How can you call the shlichos mamish? Don't we know it's not shlichos mamish? Because all you need is it's avid shlichus. Don't it doesn't prove lami not shlichus in Allah. No, it doesn't prove lami not shlichus in Allah. It proves that bringing it from ila and bami is an insignificant action. But of course, then the ila itself needs shlichus, and maybe the chenbami is my shliach. We have a pre-existing understanding between me and the chenbami. Then my kid comes, gives me stuff. Okay, you have to work out exactly where this opinion is. You work all of that out. What if you're being sent to the question? Well, that's a little trickier because for sure the Kiddush is not Kal. Again, this would depend on the circumstance. If he had previously discussed with the woman, if he had previously discussed with the woman that I want to be Mekadosh you and I'll send over the money, but you already agreed in advance, and you hold, you don't need a Maisa Kiddushin, that Flea Kiddushin Megali Park is valid, like everyone but the Sefer Inter, then it might work like this sad. But assuming that's not the case, assuming I send the cup and say, go be Mekadosh yourself a wife, or go be Mekadosh me a wife with this money, then for sure that wouldn't be Megillah. Why? Because the Kiddushin's not Chal, because can't be my shliach for kiddushin. Once the kiddushin's not chal, then she has to give me the money. That can I have done it. I've just given her the money as a pekada. So that's not such a good enough gemina. Maybe we'll mention some in a moment. That's one answer. One answer is that the answer to the chakira is that it's shlichos mamish, and is that it's shlichos mamish, and that our gemara takes the other side of the chakira. Once you take the other side of the chakira, our gemara doesn't prove the meila from kiddushin to pekada. It was just a mirage. That's the slight point. However, the other Akronim don't understand that way. The other Akronim don't understand the first side of the criteria. Meaning, if we give A and B, the stifler is understanding our Gemara, Biderech B, right? Can't be more wrong. Already A. Okay, so all the other Akronim are sort of going over there. Okay, I'm trying to find the here shows the cup and dust. Why? Because Gram Maisa is like Maisa for certain areas of halacha, including me'ila. If shlichas is lav dafka, then we have a stira. If shlichas is lav dafka, what's going on in kedushin? So someone tell me some of the answers you saw in these achronim. What does the Bnei Yeshua answer his question? He says the Bnei Yeshua, he says very nicely, he says, is the difference, he says there's Tzvetina. There's Tzvetina. One for a Gadol, one for a Katan. In the Kershot of the Katan. Says the Bnei Yeshua, he understands our Gemara, Bidderech, A, like all the Achronim. Why do they all understand this? I don't know. And he says there's Tzvetinim. What do you mean Tzvetinim? When I send a katan, it's ground like Salah, Biyad, Tayr Shotam, a katan. Chayav Mishum, ground Maisa. By the way, how would we say ground Maisa in the Lashon of our study? It's obviously Kusay. It happened, even though it wasn't real sleepless, right? Is Avid Shlichus below Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso? Then it's my center of here's gonna, oh, I see, I'm saying Shlucho Adam Kemoso. So then why in Kiddushin did they say I'm Chayav versus Avid Shlichus say part of it? Because by a gadol, there's no such option as this, obviously. So by a gadol, shalach, yad, keach, right? We'll call it keach, right? That's the lashon. Someone use that lashon? What? The Mishnah, right? Shalach, yad, keach. Okay, shalach, yad, keach. It's good enough for the that way it's spiritual to add katan. Shalach, yad, keach. What are we saying? Chayav mishum. Lichos mamish, lichos loin gamoso, below ground maisa. Meaning, if you would have said there's speaking about yellow the more tradition would make sense. Why are they answering such an Arabic? Just be hyped to the din of the Samish Lichose. No, by a gobble, there's only one track, by a cotton, there's only another track. Oh, why by a cotton, there's been no track of lichos mamish? That's obvious. Why by a gobble, there's no track of is Abish Lichose? So here, there's more than one way to. Say this. The Bnei Yeshua says it one way. He says, you know why? This is a big machlokas, right? Yad HaTosfos is written on the next Mekorashi about this. He says, let's say there's Shlichus Barbeir, right? Which there is in limited circumstances. Shlichus Barbeir means the Mashalech is high. Let me say this again. Sorry. Because if it's just me, then Gram Maisa, then the Shalech is Chayav, but the Shalech is also Chayav. The Shalech was Gorim, the Shalech was even more Gorim. And they can both be Chayav. So who is Gorim stronger, the Shalech or the Shalech? Obviously the Shalech. So the Shalech's Chayav would supersede the Shalech's Chayav below Gram Maisa, either because. But just remember, in terms of working at the cheshbon, you have to say the gadol is only hiding the shlichus track, not the gram ma'isa track. Otherwise, the more confusion that makes sense. Let it be hiding the gram ma'isa track, and you can't let the barbeer. Why not? So, Rav Moshe, who says on the halach in the part of brackets, a little similar to this, says maybe because there's a rule that gadol adaita d'nafshi kavet. Maybe there's a rule that a gadol has intelligence. You can't say I made him do anything. A chayr shalt of a katan, or a kof and a pill, or an inanimate object, you can say I made them do it. If I tell a katan to do something, I made him do it. Right? If I tell a gadol to do something, forget that I'm a not a favor. I didn't make him do it. I asked him to do it, and he decided to do me a favor. So gadol has so much da'at that you can't say it's my grandma that he did something. He has his own da'at. Bnei Yeshua said a little different. Let's start with Bnei Yeshua. Or said Bnei Yeshua, he the gadol, a gadol atzmo chayav the the efsher lechayev
Shnehem.
He says, ah, you can't say when I send you Gotel I'm chayiv for just Groma Bialach. Because I'm chayiv for Groma, Kolshkin, he's chayiv for doing it directly. Remember, Benatam Shlomo is the most friendly Groma. And since he's chayiv, you can't be chayiv two people for the same thing. And therefore, by a Gotel, you can only use the sleepless track. And by a Kotel, you can only use the non-sleepless track. And that's the answer to the steer in the two sugyas. Why by Gotel, you can only use the sleepless track? It's out the non-sleepless track. Out the non-sleepless track, since then we both be chayiv, so we're both Gorin, and he's more chayiv than me, because he did it directly and I did it directly, so I wouldn't be chayiv. Ramot just says a little differently. Igros Moshe says a little differently. Because there's a rule of Gadol and Daite Dinafshe of it. A Gadol always acts independently. You can't say you've made a Gadol do something. No, Gadol is very independent. If you have the Din of Shlichus, that's one thing, but you need the Din of Shlichus. So in the end, he's saying the same thing about Gadol Shlichus, and the Chiyuv of his Avik Shlichus doesn't apply, but the Chiyuv of Shlichus doesn't apply. Of course, this comes out of big Kiddush of Yeshua, which is, where do we know in the Chumash that there's two types of Shlichos by Me'ilah? Well, from Chaykhidi Trumo, we know the Shlichos track. How do we know this Abed Shlichos a track? You have to say somehow that's a Svara that in some areas of Halacha you're higher for causing something to happen. And then again, some areas of Halacha and Brahma's butter. And it's a Svara that some areas of Halacha certain types of Brahma are Chayim. Okay, big finish. That's the Bnei Yeshua, Beis Dinim. What are the Beis Dinim? Pikeach, Lidos Mamish, Perish El Mekatan, Amir Ram. He just has to explain why there's only one did by Pikeach, it's obvious why there's only one did by Perish El Mekatan, and then both Gemaras make sense. That's the famous Bnei Yeshua. The Shaar Mishnah is a different. Now we have the cycle who says one did by Pikeach. And the Bnei Yeshua says, no, there's three Dinim, one for a Katan, one for a I assume that we have lots of theories why the Calvin might be taking that book. This one that would answer is the Sira, which we're trying to answer now. The Shaar HaMelech takes the opposite approach, says the Shaar HaMelech. He says, really, it's only basically what the disciple says is take Truma, take Kedushim and Beis on Beis as the Iker. Me'ilah is saying something totally uninteresting. Me'ilah in Kabbalah is something saying something totally uninteresting and insignificant. Or what's interesting is that it's insignificant. Said the Yeshua, taking both Gemara seriously, then speaking. Said the Shaar HaMelech, take our Gemara seriously. It's all about Chiddush of the Covenants, all about his Avi Mashavto. There is no Shluchos HaNekevosa by Me'ilah. So if it's, and that's why you reject the famous Maharit. What's a famous Maharit? There aren't that many famous Maharits. This is a famous Maharit because it's quoted by the Ksos. And then this is what a famous Ksos Lishus felt that the Rambam said in the recital of a base, there's only Shlech the Barabera by Mila. Everyone asks, like, do she know Shlech the Barabera by Shlech the God and by Shlech the Mira? It's a Maharit. The Ksos say, yeah, the Maharit said it first. The Ksos just said it. Book that word, read. You're hanging it, you sent it out to me to make a mocha. That's because the shlipas. That's because I stole it. So no matter who's to make a mocha, I'm chayiv. I'm chayiv by sending it out to the shlipas. Yeah, that's because the shlipas, because I'm the shomer. So I'm chayiv no matter how I, meaning in the other two cases, you're chayiv because you already did something. In tefichah mechira, you're chayiv because you already stole. Ah, you want to add to your chayiv? Another matter than Dotsin. Anytime the speaking period adds to your chayiv. Said, you already accepted Shmira. You want to add to the Shmira and make it more chavar? Who does it? That's like Shmira. In Me'ilah, I didn't already do it. Right? In Me'ilah, it's Mamash Shlichus. That is the famous Marit. Me'ilah is Mamash Shlichus Barber. The other two cases are not real Shmiras. They're really a pre existing kind, which is just causes a splash. Something. Before I gave it to the Shlichus, I didn't already have a Chiyuv. Before I told you to shecht or sell it, I was Chayiv for Bnei. In Shlichus Yad, before I told you to misappropriate it, I was Chayiv as a Shomer to pay all the obligations of a Shomer. In Me'ilah, before I do anything, I'm not Chayiv anything.
I have not to take this.
Now everyone's chayav to a beirus. So I don't owe anyone anything. In tficham here, I already own something. Okay. In shmirah, I already own something. The chiyuvim of onsim shia, whatever it may be. Right here, I don't owe anyone anything. That's Marit says. This is mamashlichus. Marit says it's mamashlichus. Says the charel, you're dead wrong. It can't be mamashlichus. Right? Said chayrushot mekatan. It can't be mamashlichus. It is different child. Rambam says the shar hamelas. Against the Maharit, he takes our Gemara, there A, and universalizes it. He says, there can't be real Shlichus Marhiyuma. He says, really, there's really no Shlichus Mamish, no Shlichus Mamish, just the of or Ramaisa, it's Avid Shlichus. Oh. What about the word Kedushin? If it's not Shlichus Mamish, why do they say Inshlif Tvar Pimra? Everybody's been Kiddush says, you know how strong the Svar Inshlif Tvar Pimra? You thought Inshlif Tvar Pimra meant, which the Pimra Shua is very clear to me. Pimra says, don't think Inshlif Tvar Pimra is a Svar of Dibra Abdi Ritam Shalvin. It's just the din of the no Shlichus. Right? He says, no, it's not Inshlif Tvar Pimra. It doesn't mean Inshlif Tvar Pimra. That was all a misunderstanding. It doesn't mean there's no Shlichus Tvar Pimra. It means whether we're dealing with shlichos or another halachic concept, there is no way to be mechayev one person for what another person does. That's what it means. You can't be mechayev X for what Y does, even if we're not talking about shlichos. That's his chiddush. So what does the Sharmela said? He said, even when it comes, or too worried. For non-shlichus, there's a rule, which of course we need chaykhay and truma to overcome. Even for non-shlichus, there is a rule that proving can't be chayav for Shimon's Aveira. You're right, it's not shlichus. But the rule of Shlichus Barbeira is not limited to Shlichus. The rule of Shlichus Barbeira is universal. Ruling can never be higher for Shimon Abeira, even if we're not talking about Shlichus. Even if we're talking about Grama Bialma, that's the rule. You can't be higher for someone else's Abeira. And then we need Kate Kate Truma to overcome that. Right? That's all right. Half of the Gemara in Kiddusha. That the Sharmel, the big finish. Until now, we thought Shlichus Barbeira, but there's no Shlichus. For Dvar Avera. Now he's saying, no, it's not just no Shlichus Dvar Avera. It's an overriding principle. There's no, Jonathan does an Avera, I'm not Chayev, through any mechanism whatsoever. It doesn't matter what mechanism it is. I can be Chayev for Jonathan's Avera. That's just a fundamental principle. Okay, in which case, he's the Asher the Gemara Kiddush. Of course, I was just thinking that, why can't you? All right, if Chayev is here, tell us who said this in the Masechta, right? If I'm saying it, said someone in the Masechta, I'll say it.
Sure.
I haven't said it yet, though, so
sure.
Keep your eyes open. Be ready. The Hikon says, why can't you just say the Gemara in Kiddush? It's a little dog. The word is the half of me now. The half of me, they thought it was Shlichus Mamish, and then they asked, Shlichus the Barabeira. When they answered Chet Chet Mitruma, the answer was not that it's Shlichus Mamish. The answer was, you're already in Shlichus Barabeira, Shlichus Mamish, but you're high for the ground anyway. And maybe that's the conscience really from the question, the half-meaning Kedushin is the secret of hearing. Why did you say that was only the half-meaning? You know? But Lamaskana, second word Kedushin, it's not Shlichus Mamish. What? Where? There is Sharmel already said, you're right, what about the Menela? We know the Sharmel already asked on himself, what about the, or was it? 1 second, hold on. What about the Menelefina? You just have to say the Menelefina is not about Shlichus. The Menelefina is that there's no principle of really not being Chaya for Shimon's Maisa. Where did he already say this, Jonathan? Okay. Not sure. Okay, maybe whoever says it. Maybe someone could say this, or I didn't leave myself in a room. Maybe you could say, right? You could say similar.
Ulagi Shlomar. This is Ram Maisa. And this is on the in the Hanamina. It is the Hanamina Sham Sadru. Sabru de askin de askina b'shlichas mamish, aval b'maskana sasodya kaya b'li shlichas al gram maisa. Okay. That is, you can like this, you cannot like it, you know. Anyone say this? You have anyone who says this time? Okay, it's probably many pages. It doesn't matter. Kids are, we have three shittas here, right? With the Sharmel, yeah. It's really, it's, there is no shlichus mamash. The disciple says it's only shlichus mamash. There is no chiva shlichus mamash. Other chivas are compulsive, they're irrelevant. And the Pneushua says Vedinim. The Nesivas has another big chiddush, though. The Nesivas has a tremendous chiddush. I must admit, by all metrics.
I'm sure I'm not fully understood is that he filled the bar there, he's putting emphasis on Kriya, right? And plus, over here, when we're talking about Ramila, it's not referring to the Shlech at all. We don't really care about the person. We care about the person. So it seems like
no, the way Sharmel says is this. Whenever someone does an Abdeira, you consider them to be acting independently and not connected to anyone else. You can't say you did an Avira because it's someone else.
Right.
That's a principle.
Right.
And therefore, when I said you do an Avira, I didn't even go right into you to something because you did it on your own, not to me.
No, but you could say that those are two separate ideas. In the Shlichus Barbera is when somebody's doing Shlichus, it's only an act. By he's not doing an act, so it's Vade only on the person sending it, and then the Barbera isn't relevant to the
correct. And the Sharmel said it. And when I said it, it shows the Vade. So the question of each of the Barbera is not an Avira.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to add the Nesivas. The Nesivas has a tremendous Kiddush, which could have an Alchemina for many, many things. Says the Nesivas, he says that, now I have to admit, it's not clear to me how he reads our Gemara. If you look further on the cycler, the second half of the cycler, put in brackets, he dealt with the Nesivas and he sort of, you know, briefly touched on how we see reads our Gemara, and it's far from Pashat. But the Nesivas Hashita is very clear. Says the Nesivas, he says that he learns from our Gemara that it's Shlichus Mamish, I mean, between, but a Chirushot Makatan, and this is what Joel was saying. He was saying the Nesivas. He doesn't read a Chronim, so he didn't know. I would say he pleads guilty. He doesn't plead guilty. He pleads proud. The Nesiva says it's shlichus mamish, but Chirushot Makatan is kosher for shlichus. What about lav b'nei shlichus? What about lav b'nei shlichus? No. He says there are two kinds of shlichus, which is again now it's already bordering on the shabbat. I understand. But the Nesiva says there's two kinds of shlichus. There's one kind of shlichus where you need a bendas. And there's another kind of shlichus where a chereshot of a katan, or goy for that matter, he adds, can be a shlich. What's the difference between two kinds of shlichus? He says there is, now, you don't have to admit there are these two kinds of shlichus, meaning he makes it sound very good. You could say, no, they're the exact same thing. He says there's a shlichus of, and this is reminiscent of some of the things we discussed in terms of the melee during the year and the shlichus on Truba. Shlichus of authorizing something to do, shlichus of giving someone power that you have that they don't, like Kiddushin. Right? If I send you to find me a wife, you don't have power to marry someone to me. Right? You have no zechus. You have no right to marry someone to me. But I give you that right. If I send you to sell my house, you have no right to sell my house, but I give you that right. There's the shlichus of truma. Shlichus of truma is, and shlichus of kinyan, shlichus of gittin, shlichus of kikushin, and shlichus of most things in the Torah are shlichus of giving power and rights. The
in different tour, the thing is you can be mad after the guy died with the evidence.
But there's another kind of schmutz. I'm not giving you the right to do anything. You already have the power to do it. I just want the credit for what you do. Could be mitzvah credit, right? For example, I send you to put up a mezuzah in my house. Anyone can put up a mezuzah, right? You don't need keys. It's outside the front door, right? Anyone can put. I send you to build a maka in my house. You don't need like bainus to build a maka or put up a mezuzah. You know, I send you. I don't know what kind of. I send you shulchan aruch, right? Remember, it's not my bird, right? Only Mr. Shulchan Aruch is not my bird. Whatever the case may be, you don't need any zafuyos. You don't need the right to do it. It's just an action. So why am I sending you to do it? Because I want the credit. I want to kind of the mitzvah. I'm chayv mezuzah, so I want the credit for the mitzvah. I send you to do it. I'm chayv in makas, so I send you to do it. I'm chayv in shulchan, so I send you to do it, etc., etc. Now, whatever it may be, you know, he could. Obviously, you could nitpick some examples. Keep it up at A, right? I send you to buy my father dinner. Or, you know, you don't, maybe that's a bad example. I send you to, help my father, you know, get to his doctor's appointment. Okay, you don't need my permission. You don't need bailus to do that. Any nice person can volunteer. So what does it mean that I'm sending you? It means that I want credit for keeping up an aim, because I'm chayiv and keeping up an aim, and I want to appeal to my chiyuv. That's for mitzvos or for aveiros. We generally say shlich l'varavir, but in exceptional cases, which you see this list, he can think of many exceptional cases, in case of there is shlich l'varavir, then when I send you, let's say Shammai Yazar. Remember Shammai held you shlich l'varavir? Right? So if I hire a hitman to... Who do you hire hitman to kill? It's usually to kill your wife, but this is going to your Torah. I don't want to get back to her. So I hire a hitman to kill my enemy. I hire a hitman to kill my enemy. Okay, I hire a hitman to kill the proprietor of the computing store. That's very simple. I don't so, what do you mean? I'm not authorizing him. I'm not giving him the power or the right to kill someone. Like, no one has the right to kill anyone regardless. He could kill someone with or without my, just like he could build a maka with or without my authorization. It's not a chalos that only happens if I authorize it. You can't divorce my wife without my authorization. You can't sell my house without my authorization. You can't be makra chumah with my produce without my authorization. You can build a maka without my authorization. You can kill my enemy without my authorization. That I get punished for what I sent you to do. Right? I send you to burn someone's field down, right? I sent you, I don't know, I have a friend Yoav, I send you to burn down his crops. You can burn down his crops with or without my authorization. The chapa shlichos, now I have to pay. I get the credits, right? So Seth, Mesivas, those are two different kinds of shlichas. Shlichas of authorization and shlichas of spiritual credit. Again, in both directions. He says, for the shlichas of authorization, then you need a bentas and a benbris, right? I need to send a Yisrael gadol. Bentas. But for the shlichas of credit, I can send a guy, I can send a hirshot to the katan. That's much more broad. And then I'm yotze to anyone. And as a matter of fact, we go to the Gemara, the first paragraph of the Tzio, which goes further. He says, actually, it could be that according to one day, I'm chayven every aveira if I send a hirshot to the katan to do it. Oh, because, like, he's not with Zavas. So maybe I am chayev, and that shlichas, or at least in certain cases, let's say I send a very small katan to him with no das whatsoever, then he says, pashut that I'm chayev. If I send a very small katan with no das whatsoever to burn down your house, then pashut I have to pay. Why? Because this is shlichus of merit and demerit, not shlichus of authorization for hummus. And therefore, even a chir shalt b'katan is. Now, that's the nesivus. What the nesivus says is, again, it's a little bit in between. It's a little bit in between. What's the trick? Give him a different color. Think of it more easily. He says, really, it's shlichus mamish. As kidemuchach from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Oh, so why is a chir shalt b'katan count? And again, he's like, everyone helps him. Except for Stegler, for some reason he doesn't like for some reason he doesn't like the second way we have of learning. So yeah, but what does the Nesivus say? He says no, that chir shalt b'katan. Sorry, color. Chir shalt b'katan is. Bar shlichos mamish with an asterisk. And what do we put in the asterisk? He says, Beis Dinim Bishlichos. Right? Again, this should sound familiar to us. Beis Dinim Bishlichos. Similar to some other things we said. There is Hanakas Rishus. Of course, sometimes you get both of them at the same time. Like if I tell you go take truma for me, I'm doing both types of shlichas together. On the one hand, I'm authorized for you to make a chalos truma on my produce, which you couldn't do on your own. And I'm also saying I want the credit of being able to say the mitzvah. Achrayus Karve Omesh. And a chrayis harva omesh, when it comes to, again, you can have them both at the same time, right? Like kiddushin according to the Rambam, right? Rambam says kiddushin is a mitzvah, so if I send a shliach to make kavish and roll for me, then I'm both authorizing me to do halos, which he can do on his own. And I'm requesting the credit for fulfilling a mitzvah. If I send you to lend money your ribbis, according to Shammai Yisaki, I'm also authorizing you to do a loan by money, which you can do on your own. And I'm also taking the blame and violating the law. Just for 1 second, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that you need a shliach Yisrael ben Da'as, says, even a chir shalt b'katan or a guy, the guy's not direct development, is. Kosher for that kind of shlichus. Okay, but why he doesn't fully explain? Now, I must admit, what he doesn't totally explain is what's going on in our sukkah. After all, our sukkah says, here's something about the shlichus. They should have answered. No, they are the shlichus. Instead, they start talking about matan, shalzisin, hope, and ill, and other things that don't sound like sivas. But sivas never asks this question about himself. It's not clear to me. Yeah, the cycler and the first half of the Sivas sounds like that's a strong question of Sivas. The second half thinks that sounds like, oh, it's obviously a problem of Sivas. So it's not exactly clear to me how the Sivas would read our Gemara to base himself on our Gemara. Maybe you could say, if you want to be fancy, that the Sivas is saying, say, Dean in our Gemara, this would interest Rami. Put on the list that you're making here. Maybe he thinks that actually I'm doing two things at once. I said here, I'm doing the first type of shlichus to send in to do a transaction with the money, and a transaction needs my authorization, right? Mekach u'medkar, and I'm also sending to do not be I'm sending to do mekach u'medkar enemy. And maybe the shlichus would say that it's obvious that how dare I get a kosher shlichus. That was never their question. That goes without saying. Their question is only, how about the Mekach u'medkar? And the answer is, then it would really take some time. It's the opposite of what I wrote. That the Mekach u'medkar is not doing anything. It's just between me and the Chedvani. But the Avdeira is not between me and the Chedvani because you need someone to do a Maisa, and therefore you need that kind of shit. So that's why I said for the
Mekach. See, this is the argument that two different posts.
Correct. And fascinatingly, the type of shlichus we're dealing with here, even though it's chinchin and truma, is the different type. Good. What? He says it's from himatze timatze biyada. Yeah, timatze timatze biyada. He thinks you're real finan from chutzim itam shliach, perhaps, right? From chutzim itam shliach. It's the case of Rabina Rav Sama there, or from the O, or whatever the three options have been marked by the name of Veda, by Tvilman. Correct. Shlich for mitzvah is not learned from the Makoros in of Truma and Gerishin, etc. Those are all for hello. Shlich for mitzvah is learned from the Makoros that killed it somewhat between for another. Correct.
So then what do you need?
Faith made me Truma for? So he can say the ruling Shlich. So the ruling Shlich of American Ruins, you can't have Peter type of Shlich. So in order to rescue the section, they're both real shlichos. Even this not a shlichos, we'd say in shlichos of our paper for us. Why?
Because that's the whole point.
But it doesn't matter. Still in shlichos of our paper. Shlichos of our paper is Sora. No, he's very clear. In shlichos of our paper applies to both types. But even those Korach Rita are subject to the Kasha of a Shlich of Arvira. And then you need all the Rabbis or Shlich or Tachas or etc. by Tzvich Bechira. You need Okay, that is this basic Hakira. When we say there's Shlichas from Elo, what are we talking about? Or if it's just one way, or more sounds a different way, what comes out? And we have a bunch of kashitas. The Shar Melech says, really, we're not dealing with regular shlichus here at all. We're not in the realm of regular shlichus, but the realm of something else. The Stipend says, of course, we're in the realm of regular shlichus. The Nesiva says, of course, we're in the realm of regular shlichus, but with an asterisk, right? We're in the realm of regular shlichus, but the second type of regular shlichus, not the first type of regular shlichus. There's already somewhere in between. And the Bnei Yeshua says, same Dinam. That Sveitina, one applies to a katan and not a gadol, the other applies to a gadol and not a katan. What I am not sure that I know the answer to is, but I'm sure everyone in this room has strong feelings about it. Everyone in this room, except for those who took Rabban Opencutting yesterday, which is not good. How does the Rambam hold this? Right? Are we dealing with regular shlichus? Are we dealing with just this average shlichus of Yalma? It's not, I admit, it's a little unclear to me. On the one hand, the Rambam says, you notice the Rambam is very, very much somech. I don't know if you've noticed the pattern this summer, on the Tosefta here. Very somech on the Tosefta. So many dinim he brings from the Tosefta that are not found in the Gemara, which then creates all kinds of problems. Not the only one. Those is everyone else. The Tosefta struggle with the Tosefta that are lost. But even down lots of Toseftas, maybe because just there is, less arichos in the Gemara about this, so he needs to bring more things from the Tosefta. The Gilasach called pretty sure it's six problems. Right? He's fair as to die. At least this part of the second. The other part, that was the Rambam quotes Tosefta that says that what if it's Bisar Ola? What if it's Bisar Ola? I don't tell the Orchim to eat meat that's just hekdesh, like Bedek of Ice or something. No, it's Bisar of an Ola. So, Basar ben Ola, he says, is not like our previous Mishnah, only the Orchim are Chayav. Why are only the Orchim Chayav for Basar Ola? Why isn't anyone else Chayav for Basar Ola? The Tosefta doesn't say. But Ravid suggests Hey, I only know two Pshat and Rambam Raivit. Maybe there are others floating around out there, but I'm not sure where I look. Maybe a portion of Zefka, that this matters. The Raivit says that, it's a Ptur Onus, big Chiddush. Why is it big Chiddush? The Gemara Chagiga says, Harur Tzluyim Basara. Why are they, it says that it's Mikra, Mu'ad, and then Halacha Ruba, maybe. The Gemara says a lot of Chiddushim. What do you want to say in Chagiga? The Gemara said in Chagiga that, Me'ila is Harur Tzluyim Basara. What's Harur Tzluyim Basara? Meaning the whole paragraph of Torah about Me'ila. The paragraph in the Torah is almost long. So he says, no, because the next line of the Mishnah, right? If I send you to buy something and I'm Nizkar while you're on the road, then you're Moel. He says, the poor slave, what did you wrong? And yet he's Moel. Okay, that's a big finish that we would have known that you need Chazal to figure out. Okay, so that really sounds like there's not such a Toranos spot. What do you mean Toranos? I mean, hold the gun to your head. Like, you were misled. You know, it was an honest mistake. Or it was even it was even more than honest mistake. What's Toranos? Generally, we say Toranos means that, there was no reason you should have checked. Right? Something comes, wrapped properly, but not taken charedis, and it turns out it's chilev. So then you say, I wasn't supposed to check. I'm not going to be chayiv. So we see here that Martin says that poor shliach, what did he do wrong? He just, some guy gave him money to buy something. What's he supposed to think? Right? Yeah, he's chayiv. That makes it sound like Me'ila is very chummer. And, even if you have a good excuse, you're still chayiv. Says the writer that's true. But it depends how good the excuse is. The excuse that he gave me the money, you know what? When someone gives you money, you should always check to make sure it's kosher money. But sometimes there's an excuse that's such a strong excuse that it pack a pop. What is that? And the Raivit is big finish. He says chatichos and basar ola. And then he quotes Mishnah Shkolim or something, right? That they would never, if you find meat, if it's big pieces in varin, you assume it's an ola. Because an ola, what does it say? It says, finitacho tobin tachav, and the drasha is, that you have to chop the ola into limbs, but now it's small pieces. You don't have to. You're not supposed to. Now, Kantos, we don't chop small pieces for the one to eat. Because, we're not going to eat like the whole side of a cow. It's like So the writer says, this is a special din. If there are small pieces of the basar ola, small pieces are a proof that it's not that it's not an ola, it's chattas. And chattas knows are ila, you're supposed to eat chattas. Even if I eat chattas and I'm not a koi, it's an avera, but it's not me'ila, it's a different avera, right? It's no me'ila. Anything that human being is supposed to eat is out of the realm of me'ila. The world human being eats it, that's different avera. So it says, chatichos ola is proof that it's a chattas and it's really an ola. So that's such a good excuse that the Baal Bais is Potter, the Shlich is Potter, also are the Orkin Chayev. Ashikin Nehneh. When you're Nehneh, then even if you have a good excuse, you're still Chayev. The Gemara says, Es Asik, Bachalab Marais, Chayev Shikin Nehneh, just like this Asik is Chayev when he eats it, when he gets physical and off, so too an Onus is Chayev. Intellectual Onus is Chayev. Gets physical and off. Okay, that's the Raya. The Raya that says that the reason Basar Ola only the Orkim are Chayim, only the Eater is Chayim, is because the reason the Eater is Chayim, because everyone else has a Ptur Onus, because Chatichos shouldn't be Ola, and it's like Eda Haridah saying it's not Ola, but there's no Ptur Onus for someone who gets physical and others. The Raman says totally different. He says no. Basar Ola, there's two Averos to eat. When I eat Hekdish, that's one Aver, Me'ila. But Basar Ola, there are two Averas. There's an Aver of Me'ila, and there's another Avera of eating something that's meant to be burned on the Mizbeach, over and above Me'ila. Right? There's two different lav. There's one lav. It happens to be the lav of Me'ila. We're over it. But that's not what. There's one lav of being Nana from Hekdish, and another lav of eating something that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay. And therefore, says the Rambam, And now there are two lafin. So fine, yesh leif the varavira from ilah. But ain't leif the varavira for the lav of eating something that's supposed to be burnt on the day after. And what? Kol tili tia lo seachel, which we darshan to mean anything that's kolel, there's a lav of lo seachel. Again, there's also a lav of eating sarkula, but I don't think the Rambam means that the other lav, because that's the lav of the ilah. So I think what he means is that it's a little confusing. There's a lav of eating sarkula, so maybe he means those two lav of the ilah and sarkula, but I think it's doch, the lav of the ilah is a lav of sarkula. Right, but does that count as two? Okay, you know what? I'm not getting into this now. What does the Rambam mean two avirus? He might mean there are two avirus within one lav, eating an ola and the ilah. Or he might mean there are two avirus, the lav of the ilah and the lav of eating kol. Because there's a lav to eat anything that's kol, that's meant to be burnt. Okay, getting back to this. The Rambam says, ein shleich levar avira. The only exception shleich levar avira is the ilah. If there's another avira, so then we say ein shleich levar avira, and if ein shleich levar avira, then all vice not chayif, ein shleich levar avira. The shleif is not chayif, ein shleif barbeir. Only the oreach is chayif for eating it. Only the guy who ate it is chayif. He can't say I ate it with shleif for someone else, because ein shleif is barbeir. That is the Rambam. So basically, the Rambam says ein shleif barbeir applies here, and if you're doing two aveiros, then you're not even chayif for the megillah. He really seems to treat it very shleifos like. likewise, oh. I should point out, by the way, that the Rambam, I should go back for a moment. The Rambam Zayin Aleph says, Bafilo haya shliach chir shoshoto katan she'im lam shlichas of asch ma'amar balabayis ma'al b'lo asl shichuso balabayis potter. He seems to be very general. If there's a chir shodim gadol who did the shlichus, then he's chayav. He doesn't say only if he gave it to a tenbani and said. Really sounds like, I should just write this here. So Rambam really sounds like this side of the chakira, because he says, If a shliach does what you say, you're chayiv. I mean, he doesn't restrict it. They only in cases where he's bringing it to a chenpani. He makes it sound very general. So I think that the Rambam really belongs on this side of the chakira. The Rambam really thinks you're chayiv what you say to the katan to do. Then the Rambam just sort of brings up our old question: if you're really chayiv what you say to the katan, do it sound like that? Really shlichus. Oh, but the Rambam applies a shliach of our favorite here. And says there's another appear as well, then the Mishalech is Potter. Sounds like it is real Shlichus. So it's not. The Rambam has the same question as the Gemara. So I'm not sure what the proper answer to the Rambam is. The Mesivus would say it's real Shlichus, but it's a kind of real Shlichus. But here's the Potter. It also be a Shlichus form. And the Sharabel would say not real Shlichus. Even though it's not real Shlichus, the rule of Ein Shleif Levar Avira applies even things that are not real shlichus. So I guess those are the two options for being the Farish, the Rambam, the Nafkamina would be having explained things like the Kavit, right? Why is the Rambam the Duya that if I send the Shliach to buy Basar, he buys Kavit every time? If you say he's like the Sivas, that it's real shlichus, no shot, no one's buying, they have to say, if I send you by boss, you by coming, it's valid. Oh, you usually check. Maybe you usually check, it's valid. If you say it's Charmella, then you can say, oh, this is not very interesting. That's why if I send you by boss, or it's in my words, you by coming, I'm still chayim, even though it's not mashish lipos, it still is abed, at the very least, diburo. You still say that I was goreim the maisa. So I think over the Rambam would be either like the Mesivus or like the Yeshua. It doesn't sound like it, because the Rambam sounds like the Kirishos of Kabbalah is the same thing as the Kabbalah. He doesn't make it seem like it. Okay, so I'm not, if anyone has a proof of the round of holes, I'll be glad to hear it. If not, then I'm going to go bite it.
Based on the beers which are nice.
Right, the picture of Schneis, which Dobkin doesn't say Shaykh Truma, would work better if you say it's not Schneis. Right? Why would he Dobkin not say it? You okay, what readers mean?
I thought that the Rambam thinks that the Machai is really is the secret. The Maisa is more like a Schneis than he. In that sense, to have Schneis on the. It's not that the picture of the Machai is meaning the Maisa Hila. The Baal HaBayis already did the Maisa Hila. With the sequel. And then there's like the reason why Shiva is going to be more flexible is not going to be caused, the mice is only something that's.
Whatever nefesh is showing
me. So many loads there, the loads of us, the shaga, the chisheva, shadet, ulid, bin siva, the hishtamish. That's the bachatara, never shadi.
Okay, to me that sounds like not real shiva, meaning, what's what I'm saying? Really, it's not what he does in the end that's the interview. The Iker Mi'ila is that I at first make the mistake and think I should treat it like Fulen, and in the end, that leads us. Which might mean that the rather not such a person.
Okay. It's like a lesser, it's all like a new sequel, but just like it's like.
Got it. Okay. Again, maybe we'll talk about it, we'll continue later to have your argument semantics.
Yeah.
In any case, I think I'm ready to go weiter in the Gemara at this point. Tomorrow, no help. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. There's one little piece also about Shlichus. Shalach Yavikech, etc., about Nitzkar. What does the Mishnah say? That sounds like, when we just read the Mishnah, it's true. That if I send it with a regular person, a gadol, and I remember while he's on the way that I can't do Me'il anymore because I'm not a Shogeg, and therefore, the Chenvani does Me'ila. The Chenvani does Me'ila when he spends the money. The Gemara says, I've got a leader, Shlich, you know, Shlich, remember a minute. But we have a fourth price up. Nizkar balabai, so Nizkar shliach, ha-shliach ma'al. Amar of Shesha mas-nisen, sh'nizkar shneim. Okay, whether you read the parentheses or not, doesn't make a difference. I'm saying the same thing. It says, the price says, no, if I remember and my shliach doesn't, he's ma'al. And that's clear, that's what it said, brings that down. Chagiga, right? That's how Rosh Hashanah is, poor guy, just he was told it was ma'al. Then he's ma'al. So what's the case of the Chenvani's Maal? The Chenvani's Maal, if we both remember. Again, amazing can't do Mi'ilah. And therefore, it just gets pushed off to the next guy. Here, there's a bit of a machlokes. Why? Two of these cases really make perfect sense, right? Here's the Mishaleah. And here's the shliach. And one case is lo nizkar. Lo nizkar mi ma'al. Lo nizkar. What's this called? Shogeg? Shogeg. Shogeg the mishaleach. That is chichin mishruma. Then there's a case for a misha, the way the Gemara explains it, which is nizkar. And Nizkar, so the Mishaleach can't be Moal because no Me'ilah b'Mezid. I'm not saying it's Mutter, it's not the part of Me'ilah, right? The Mishaleach can't be Moal because no Me'ilah b'Mezid. So, who's Moal? The Chenvani is Moal. Why? Because if they're not Moal, they're just giving a coin of Hektish, which stays Hektish. This coin stays Hektish, then he has a coin of Hektish, but he spends it, he's Moal. But what about the case of the Bryce? Nizkar and Shogi. So what do we say? The shliach ma'al. Now we know that's a bit of a chiddush. Think Martin King idea says, but the question is, why is this true? I don't understand why the mishaleach is not ma'al because he's amazing. The amazing can't be ma'al. Again, I don't mean mutter, but I mean that he's not in the parsha. He was not chayv karen kol mishvasha. What?
It's ma'al. The amazing
doesn't become chul. That's the rabbi says because it's no chi of karban, right? That was Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin, quoted by the Aram Sachem of Zion, that when there's no Parshim Elah, it doesn't Yotzei Lechulim, which is a big finish. Now, the question is that I understand why That's Nidah. Why the Mishnah Leah is not long? Because he's a mason. How can he be mom? He's not a classic mason, right? He basically sent someone, and then it was too late to retract when he remembered. He's not Shalom. But why is he Moel? Well, after all, he's a Shliach, right? He is Moel. But why? He is a Shliach. Why is he Moel if he is a Shliach? So, what does, and what does Rashi say in Kiddushin to answer this question? What does Rashi say to answer this question in Kiddushin? Why is the Shliach Mal? After all, he's a Shliach. And Shliach Varveira. So there are three answers. Two, of course, in the Rishonim, and one, which I think is also a good answer. Says Rashi in Kiddushin, a Shliach Lidvar Avera. Ah, hey, Mitruma. The answer is, hey, Mitruma is only when the Mishaleach is Shogate. When the Mishaleach is Shogate, the Shlich of Varavera to put the fee of parent parent homage for Asham on the Mishaleach. Why? Because that whole parsha is only the Shogate. When the Mishaleach is Mazed, he's not in that parsha by Yerker Parapet. When the Mishaleach is Mazed, then you don't say the Shlich of Varavera to put the Malkus on the Mishaleach. Because Mason is not in the parsha, right? Eichlev meaning the exception of Eichlev is only for a Mishaleach Shogay. And when there's that Mason, there's no exception. Because what would it mean to Mishaleach Margera? The Malkus goes back to the Mishaleach. What do you mean, Malkus? That's not the word. There's no chetchin in the parsha of Malkus, no chetchin in the parsha of Asha. But since Mishaleach is amazing, he can't find the Asha, so there's no chetchin in the parsha of Barabira. That is Rashi and Kiddushin. And all the Achronim point out that this Rashi and Kiddushin is taking sides, right, the famous Tosir, is taking sides on a famous Machlokas being Tosos, some of the other Rishonim, Kiddushin, Men, Beis, and Beis. Tosos is on the Rishonim saying, what did Mar say? Ain't left of our bear because Dibri Rabbi Dibri Talmud, Dibri Mi Shomer. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The, excuse me, sorry. That's what the Gemara says. What does it sound like? There's no Shlichas Varavira because he shouldn't have listened to me. Sounds, as Tosos already asks, what about Shogeg? What if? Whatever the case is, let's think of a good example, which is not to love in, Barayos. Ah, great one. I send you, very innocently, I say, can you shech my cow for me? You know, I'm making a chasna. Can you shech the cow? I need a lot of meat. And you say, sure, you'll shech the cow. You're an expert shochet. It turns out, unbeknownst to any of us, that this cow was a karban. So now there's a karis of shmutei chutz. So it says, what do you mean, eish lech varavera? Or mila. I send you to go to the store and buy something. It turns out, money hakdish. Where's Dibur Rab Dibur HaTalmid? The first shochet. Says Tosos, and other Rishonim there argue with him. Says Tosos, and then they do this. Ah, of course there's Shlech the Varavir when the Shlech by a Shogeg. There's only no Shlech the Varavir by a Mazed. Because Dibur Rav, Dibur Talmud, Dibur Mishomet. And Tos says, and you know what the Gemara meant there when it says, Ilo Shlech the Varavir? That's Shlech the Mazed and Shlech. But obviously, if the Shlech is the Mazed, Dibur Rav, Dibur Talmud, Dibur Mishomet applies. The Shlech is the Shogeg, it doesn't apply. Meaning there is a fundamental machlokas. What's the fundamental machlokas? The fundamental machlokas is how you look at a shlichah lidvar avera. Do you say this is practical? It means practically he shouldn't have listened to me. Right? Practical. Divrei harav v'chulei. In which case, if the shliach is a mazed, then that's what I meant. If the shliach is a shogeg, then yesh shlichos lidvar avera bechol haTorah kula in every avera. Right, the shliach is a shogeg because practically he should have listened to me. How should he have known not to listen to me? Or do you say, meaning maybe he should have, what you're saying is maybe he should have, what do you mean? I shouldn't have listened. I should have double checked everything. Okay, but you admit that that is a big stretch. Really? Divrei Rav, Divrei Tal, Divrei Mishomim means that you should never take my money and go to the store without rifling through my house to check if it was accidentally hekdesh. It's a hekdesh.
I mean, if it's really so good, the rabbi uses that Korah's own.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to call that different up here to talk to me, Sean. Okay. Where'd you see? No. Yes. It is fundamental. Fundamentally, a shliach b'dvar avera klal uklal. Obviously, except for the exceptions. Right? Or ain't shliach b'dvar avera, stop. B'chol mitzvah. That is, this is a fundamental machlokas. Tosfos is on this side. This is famous as the sheet of Tosfos in Kedushin. Men beis, omen beis. Who is on the other side? The truth is, there's a few rishonim there in Kedushin who disagree with Tosfos. The rich of there disagrees with a Tosfos, but our Rashi, not in Kedushin, makes him a base, right? Rashi hiding Kedushin daf not, right? Which is a, you know, we're just born up to the cycle here. Because what's Rashi say? Rashi says the case of the shlich was a shogeg. They're both shogeg. One guy was in this car. And ain't shlich the bar vera. What do you mean, ain't shlich the bar vera? There's no different time of the shogeg here. So this is what they point out, that Rashi in Kedushin daf nun amid aleph, there's a million in Kedushin that base to base. I disagree with. Okay, I can really give you this. This is a famous so basically what we're saying is that this Rashi proves that he thinks ancient life of the Bar is fundamental and not practical against Tosos in Kedushin daf men beis amud beis. So says, so what's Tosos going to say in our sugya? So it says that Tosos in Kedushin men beis amud beis would have to give a different answer to our sugya. Because Tosos thinks there is no ruling shlich of our bigger shlich shogeg. So Taka, why is there no shlich? What's the other option? Bittel shlich. That is Rashi in Chagiga, and I think it's also Rabbi Gershom here, right? What does Rabbi Gershom here say? He says, "Shekem shenitzkar balabayis, etc." You don't want the shlichus anymore. The shlichus don't. You want the shlichus of the so you cannot do what he was sent to do. Right? He doesn't want the shlichus anymore. So, says Rabbi Gershom in Me'ila and Rashi in Chagiga, right? He says, the Meshaleach bitel the shlichus. Now, it's an implicit bitul shlichus. They never went in front of two people to have a mock, but he assumed that it was good enough. Once Mishlech was Nizkar, it's not because he was Nizkar. I mean, if he was Nizkar and he was a Rosh Marusha, then it would still be shlichus. It's because he's Nizkar, Minasam says, oh, I wish I could stop him. How, why I could stop him? I don't want him to do it anymore. So therefore, he's bought the shlichus. Now the shlichus is doing it on his own. So Tosos, that's what the Tosos says, would have to say the other shot. There's a third shot I thought you could say, and that is only if you hold like a certain Tosos Rid. If you hold like a certain Tosos Rid, what does Tosos Rid say? Tosos Rid says it's a throwaway line. in the beginning of that sugya, Mishnah Barbera, the first thing they bring up is Shaleach Zaveira. If I send someone to burn your house down. So they say, what about Shlichus Barbera? Why do we say Shlichus? So ain't Shlichus Barbera. So the Ritz says, but you know what? If we did say Shlichus, you know what would happen? They'd both be chayev. Interesting. If you see Shlichus Barbera, what happens? Does that mean only, if ain't Shlichus Barbera, only the Shlichus is chayev? That's clear. What if he is Shlichus Barbera? I would have thought it meant the Shlichus is chayev. I hire Hitman only on chayev. Says the Ritz, no. If he is Shlichus Barbera, then we're both chayev. Well, why should you be potter just because I told you to do it? It's just that I'm also chayev. And what happens in the Shlichus Barbera? Whoever has money has to pay. So that's a chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. The Bnei Yeshua that we had on the Makor Sheet totally disagrees with that. It's the most fun thing in the world to disagree with. But according to that Tosfos Rid, you have an interesting question. So hold on. If Yesh Leif Levaravir by Me'ila, now here I'm extending the Tosfos Rid. You don't have to. But you could say, again, I'm sure in the Sifta a lot of things. But the maybe he's talking about the Havamina of Mazik, Shlichus Barbera. I'm talking about the Maskana being with the Shlichus Barbera. It doesn't have to be the same that Havamina of the Bar. Really, by Mikula, they should both be Chayav. Just they can't both be Chayav. Right? Because by the Beira also, we don't both have to pay the value of the house. Just means if one of us doesn't have money, the other pays. Right, we chip in. They really can't chip in for the usher. One guy's got chayev. So really, they should both be chayev. The shliach should always be chayev in Me'ila. It's just that the chayev and the mishaleach, again, the opposite of the thing she said before, outweigh the chayev of the shliach. So what I'm trying to say is this: that what you could say is al pi the Tosos Rid and Kiddushin. Is just say like this: Shlichus is not a reason, or Shlichus ain't no poter hashliach. Shlichus never poters the shliach. Why is that shliach be poter just as a shliach? Shlichus never poters it. I mean, that's kiddush. Elorak mechayev hamishaleach. Mechiyav Hamishaleach, I don't know how to write this, proceeds.
Mechiyav Hamishaleach,
right? Still beer. Not exactly. Mechiyav Hamishaleach, Poter, Hashliach, P.E. Efshar, Mechiyav Shnehem. That's a chiddush. Meaning, it's not that Shlichus Chichit Mitruma says that I'm Chayav instead. It says, I'm chayv. So why are you potter? Well, because you can't both be chayv. But if the mishaleach is potter for some reason, then the shliach is chayav memela. The MK, if neftar hamshaleach b'kol sibashi, if for any reason the shaleach is potter, memela hashliach chayav, albali, shliach. Meaning, what I'm claiming is there could be a third way of saying it. One way is he stopped being a shliach, saying shliach barbeir. The other way that so says is he stops being a shliach when they're both rashis, because he can think I would go about the shliach. I'm not saying he stays a shliach. Being a shliach is not a reason to be potter. Shliach is still chayim. It's only the mishaleach paying for you is a reason to be potter. If the mishaleach doesn't pay you ashon, then you are a chayim. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's a kiddush. You're not working hard today. Who says this in the Masifta? All right, we'll give you a buy. We'll give you a buy this week.
This is straight the Tosfot read, and apparently in Chiyushirei Rabbi Shmuel he's ma'arich on it, but they don't go any more than this.
Okay, but some Afro connected the Tosfot read to here.
Yeah, I told you that this is connected from
Chiyushirei Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, maybe it's one we read. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm just quoting something I read. Okay. So this is the Kedusha of Shmuel says, according to Ainu, so we have, again, one reason is Rashi's, which gets you into one side of a very, very super famous machlokas. However, if you want to take the other side of this super famous machlokas, you always have the other Rashi to rely on. Or maybe you have one based on those
two, the fourth case, where you show it in the start.
Show it. Great. Sure. We'll do it in another color. So this is not in the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
This is not in the Gemara. It's not in any Gemara, to the best of my knowledge. But here we have the Mishaleach is still Shogeg, and the Shliach is Nizkar, meaning he was not Mishamez. He was Nizkar and he did it anyway. So who's Noel in this case? Tosos in Kedushin says, of course, this is the case where you need the rule of Chayfei Mitruma, that the Mishaleach is, that the Mishaleach is Moel, and we also even wrote it I have no idea whether anyone would disagree or not. One second. Let me just, half a second. Would anyone disagree? I didn't see anyone disagree, so let's say there's Tosfos. The Mishaleach is Chayiv in that case. Also, the Shidduch Gemara is here. Yudchet Medbet Oslavet Zion says, he basically copies over the Tosos from the Kiddush Medbez and Medbez.
Rashi would fully disagree, no?
What?
Rashi says, Eshter Dravera. Second, that Shlef remembers him doing it.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. How can you explain it any other way?
Because it could be that Rashi says whether or not Eshter Dravera just depends on the Shalayah. Why? Because Rashi might say there's still Shlef in this case. And then it goes back to Shlef. It's kind of an Osham. It's all the parts of Shogi. I'm not sure. When Rashi says only things in the parsha of Shogeg have shlichus, that means only when the Mishaleach is Shogeg, or only when everyone's Shogeg?
Is the conscious observer of the Avera that there's no more shlichus, then the shlichus can't apply, because we never read on it.
No, Shogeg and Truma says it does apply.
Maybe
that's your assumption. Maybe Rashi would say, as long as you're going to make some kind of Mishaleach in the end, think it applies. And here, you're like, Mishaleach, kind of Mishaleach.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what Rashi would say. That's why I don't know. I don't know what Rashi would say.
The same question on Tosos. I don't think that Tosos would be right. Right? The Tosos is saying that Tosos is using Rashi's reading of Bittul Shlichus. Tosos never says that. Tosos says he seems to imply Yishin and Rav. And we ask, okay, but how can we explain it? And we say, fine, it must be that it's talking about Rashi and our.
Tosos doesn't say anything about this.
Yeah, exactly. But Tosos does say at the end, Tosos on the theory says, he throws in this line also. Right, Otoshon Iskar, maybe. Right? It goes in that line of whoever remembers is going to be Ma'al, whoever doesn't remember is Mazin. Seemingly implying that on the flip case, on the inverse case, that if the.
Hold on, which Tosin is this? Oh, okay, sorry. Tosin Kedushin.
Sorry, yeah. Kedushin Medved on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, runs up,
mm-hmm.
He says, he
says
this line.
The time needs to go, well, I said this year, I'm Baal. I'm Baal, about time would be to me. You're letting all of us show, okay? Hikach Mal Oso Shalom Nizkar, but Oso Shinizkar.
Mazed. That's not one sided. That's two sided, meaning that also works for the case of if Shaliach were to become Mazed.
That's fine.
That's this case. That's what he said.
Whoa. You were reading that previous line too strongly.
You're reading it general. That's a general. That's a general thing.
No, that's only for this case.
It's only for this case.
Right. That's only for this case. No.
How can we
do that? One second. What?
No,
because he said it explicitly in this case.
He said it was like he spells it out.
Guys, oh no, this is fine. He said in all cases, whoever showed me is Moel.
Yeah,
that's
no. The bigger finish is at the flip first, meaning the
both cases of the Shogeg is all.
We're talking about only this chart only can, is only count. But the question is, what's happening to the other person? What's happening to, let's say, whoever's Baal, let's say the Meshaleach's Baal. What's happening to Shaleach in that case?
He doesn't say.
No, but he does say. What does he say?
What does he say?
Shaboni's God, Matashi's God, Messi. Right? Whoever
he's amazing.
Is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So then it's not Bittul Shichos. Why would Bittul Shichos be the other person to be amazing? If I'm a Bittul Shichos, then I should punch it. It's going to be amazing.
He doesn't mean basin like unlawful. Because think about it. If I sent you and then I've never ever sent you, I'm an honest. It's too late for me to get you back, right? Or actually, I think it was my Tibet. I mean, if I remember if I sent you my Tibet, if I could stop you or not, right? Do you have a cell phone or not? Or, are you within, a shouting distance or not? If you're within shouting distance, I'm amazed at Mash. If I am, when he says he's amazing, he's not saying he's high in mouth, right? He's just describing it.
He's just saying amazing to me, you're not high in mouth. You're not multi. That's all.
Okay, I think you're reading too strong.
Actually, yeah, it's fine. He's supposed to, go forward.
Of course not. He's a Russia Marusha for doing it when he's this.
Yeah, he's an awful person.
Stay away from it. Okay. Now, let me just fill in for 1 second. It's really not our sugya. It's really a total tangent. But I'll just mention for one moment here, what exactly is the svara of Ein Shlichus Marbeira? What's pshat of Ein Shlichus Marbeira? Here, there is a bit of a machloket that it's practical. What's the practicality? There's a famous sma who says that it's because it's not serious shlichus, because when I tell you to do something, I don't think you're going to do it. I wasn't serious. When I tell you to go kill someone, I wasn't serious, because you're not really going to do it. When I tell you to burn someone's house down, I wasn't serious, because you're not really going to do it. So the Shema says that the practical thing is, I didn't really think you would do it. Big Nachmina is, what if you're a hardened criminal? Then the Shema says, yeah, shlichus marbeira. I know you. The other achronim don't go as far as the sma, and they say, no, it doesn't mean no, it depends why I think you can do it. It means that you shouldn't have listened to me. And therefore, if you do listen to me, it's not my fault. Okay, that's practical. You could, again, that's hardened criminals. What's the svara? Either the sma, who says, did I write down where the sma was? Everyone's looking up. No, but it's
Kuf
Pei or something.
Kuf Pei base Sif Cotton base.
Sma Sif Cotton base.
Die Frage mir ist, was ist steckt du in dem Sifter?
Sma Kuf Pei base. Okay, great. I don't know why I thought it was
Kuf Pei base.
Kuf Pei base.
Kuf Pei base.
Cause Mishaleach Sovar Dishliach Lo Yishmalo, and then he comes up with big Kiddush. Yiddish is that yesh liach l'dvar aveira im hashliach avar yom yaduma. Right? If the shliach, the known criminal, would be shliach the bar aveira, then I knew we would do it. See, you could argue Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't know who they have this, but there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Bava Tzia Daf Yud, who sounds a little different. Or Rabbi Kiva Eger in Bava Metzia Yud Amud Beis, who says, no, it's not a matter of whether I thought he would listen to me. It's that he shouldn't have listened to me. So you can't say that, you can't say he was doing it because of me, because he shouldn't have listened to me. Right? So, basically what he says is, Adaite, he doesn't say any of these words, Ka'avid, meaning, since he shouldn't have listened to me, he's doing it on his own decision. Right? Adaite, Nafshi Ovid, because he shouldn't have listened. The nafkamina is, I don't know who you have saying this, or you must be in the back, that looks pretty good. The nafkamina is even a hardened criminal, you would say, you should have heard it. You would say, because you should have listened. Another option is to see it as more fundamental, Einstein, the Barbera. What do you do with Dibriya Rav, the Dibriya Talmud, Dibriya Shulman, which sounds very practical? So you could say, like the Pnei Yoshua, says the Pnei Yoshua, he says, or the Shach, says the Pnei Yoshua, he says, it doesn't really mean Dira Rab, Dira Tal, Dira Mishalman is the reason. It just means that there's only one or two or three things where it says there's Shlichus in the Torah and we extrapolate to the rest of the Torah. Whenever there's a Pircha, you don't extrapolate. Since it's a Pircha, we don't extrapolate. Meaning, it's not because of the Rab, Dira Tal, Dira Mishalman. Just since the Rab, Dira Tal, Dira Mishalman, therefore that stops us from extrapolating to from extrapolating from Gittin and then Truma to other things for Shlichas. The Shach even goes further. You can tell me where the Shach is. Shinnan Pesach Kut Vav, I wrote down. He says, really, Xeris HaKosov from Shinnan Kibbam to Echad. It's not from Dura Abdibi. Dura Abdibi is only the Havim. So you could say it is, a Xeris HaKosov. It is either, says the Shach, Shinnan Pesach Vav. Lemaskana, it's not because of Divrei Harav Vechuli or the Pnei Yoshua, the one that's on the quarter sheet, says Divrei Harav Vechuli is just a pircha, not an independent reason. Right? He says, it's just like, you know, you find like a chumra of something so you can't learn. You want to learn from getting to Averos, Truma to Averos, and from Pesach to Averos. No, it's in the Pircha of the Rav Dira Tal and Dira Mishalman, so you can't learn. But it really ends up being just Xeris HaKosov.
So quick, the Shach. First line,
Right, that's against Tosos. That's basically the Gemara in the first part of the Tzia. That says that even if Chatzim Shem Shlichos, a Chatzim Shem Shlichos, the Bar Avera, because in Yimatzik Tzimatzim Yadam HaKneva, Al Yidei Chatzer, because the Chatzer has no free will, there's Shlichos, the Bar Avera, as opposed to a human being less free will. What does that mean? They could be, what that means is that a Shlichos, I understand where you're going. It sounds weird, like it's really because of your Rebbe, that's why you spend the free will. It can also mean that a shlichus of without free will is a different kind of shlichus, which L'chor the Shach himself would say. You put these gifts.
Make sure you know you get it from them.
Right.
Still, the fact that he has free will is...
Yes. Yes. That's what I think the Shach means. Again, you have to look it up inside, really, before we talk relatively about it. So you might think Shetik Zeres also. Or if you want, you can say that maybe say Dimurav Dimurav in the Talmud is a theoretical idea. Since theoretically he shouldn't have listened to me if he had known, therefore they can't be shlichus. But I admit that's a bit of a stretch. It's easier to say Xeris HaKosov, right? Or maybe you could abstract the principle of Divrei Harav Vechuli. And say what it means is that theoretically he shouldn't listen to me, even if he was a shogi, etc. So it's easier to say, no, it's not. The only thing is figure it out. Now, some of that figure out, the pure book is really just a different rule. What is the story that different rules are successive? So the you could just say, you don't have to give an answer, right? You could just say, it's a Xeris HaKosov. Then a show of people take responsibility for their own actions. Another one excuses. You could also say, based on Kayan, I think I saw in one of these modern stencils, they have like additional things in the back someplace where someone said, I've said this, I don't know. But Kayan is a famous Yisod, the Rav Leib. That you can only be mitzvahs during the year of Gittin, of course. You can only get shlichus if you have bias or something. Shlichus is an expression of your bias. And that's what Tosus means in Subas, Daf Ayin Dalad, when he says that why can you only make a tznai on something you can make a shliach to do? I'm just being got to make ruin, mostly make a shliach to give. Okay, so why did it say you can find out people's states? It says, no, it's a spara. If you have so much control over something, you can make a shliach. If you have so much control, you can make a tznai. which is why the briskers don't believe that you can say Kriya Shema al Tanai. Like, I'll say it now, if the Seber misses my Kriya Shema. Seber makes my Kriya Shema, I'm not being able to say till later. Or I'll count the Omer now if I forget to do it after Tzeisah. Remember, after Tzeisah, I'm not going to say it. Correct, or the Afikoman, right? I'm eating the Afikoman now, I'll deny that this man is Chatzos. But if this man is Alos HaShachar, then I'm eating it later. Briskers don't believe in any of that, so you can't make a deny on something which you can't tell the Shliach. And so, the Isaiah quote wants the Amir Chayim, or at the very least, it fits for Amir Chayim, that maybe the point is that I fundamentally have no right to do Aveiros. And therefore, I can't make a Shliach to do an Aveira, because an Aveira is something which I have no right to. I have no right. Since I have no right to do an Aveira, therefore I can't make your Shliach to do it, because I have no bias over Aveiros. It's not that Aveiros are bad things for me to do. Aveiros are things which I know it looks like I have power to do them, but I don't really have the right. I don't have the right. I apparently don't have the right to do them. Okay, so here you can say, Xeris Akoso, maybe just a moral sara, a moral reason. After all, everyone should take responsibility for their own actions. They should have excuses. Or maybe, like Rav Chaim, and pain, la'adam, bailos, la'avor avira. You have no bailos to do an avira. When Hashem, ha'arz, la'sam, la'shar, whoa, it's ha'arz, la'sam, la'adam, that's to do mitzvos and to do tibur mishos, not to do avira. So even though if I own a torch, it looks like I own the right to burn down your house with it. I don't really. I really only have the right to use it for permissible purposes, etc.
So
on a virus, that's how I sort of kind of put in some modern safer. They stuck things at the end that I don't know where they heard it from. So I'm not saying whether Rakhine said it or not, but I think you could say it. I think you could say it. Agav, that's also could explain why there's no what. That also could explain famous social risk. Why is there why can't I make your slave say Kriya Shema and the Sukkah, etc.? So that I think for sure said. He said, because only things that are a matter of bias, like mitzvahs that are bias, like taking truma from my property and getting married and giving tzedakah, etc., and building a mock in my house, that I can actually say Kriya Shema. I don't bias say Kriya Shema. What does Rashi say? Mitzvahs lovely others, they new mitzvah, not on a god, mitzvah are burden on us. They're shed by us, not my bias. That's why I don't buy you say Krishna. I don't buy you say Sukkah. And then, okay, that much easier. This is a Chiddush. I don't like it. Let's go by turn. Okay.
Does it to the during your
Rashi? So the sos that was on the Makor sheet in the brackets, but I put the text, says at the end, and it's Harki and why Rashi contradicts. He doesn't answer. Chaim could probably tell you five people who answered the steer between Rashi's. In Chagiga and Kedushin, this kind of thing we've said very before. It's a general big question: to what extent do you have to answer steer between Rashi's and different sentences? It's a good question.
It's hard to think. There's no not putting in this case. The same difference. Two stars.
There is a difference between the two stars. Obviously, you'd like to see that point. Something to it. In one of those Gemaras, you would have preferred one. The other one, there's something that forced to say the other, right?
That's why I read it with words basic and punter, because those words seem to have significance, especially if you have this big of a feel like it's far.
Okay, you have to write it to me later, but I'm not totally following it. But anyway, I don't know. The answer is I don't know. But maybe if you thought about it, we'd come up with something. Okay, let's at least try to go a little weiter, even if we don't get to the last Indian. Not so for the Mishnah. Amar lo havali b'chetze neiros v'chetze psilos, v'halach v'havalo v'kulo psilos v'kulo neiros. Right, so I told him half and half, and he bought all psilos for all neiros, meaning he did my shlich half a pruta and misappropriated and did his own thing in the other half of Kruta. Okay, that's pretty obvious why, because he did my shlichos for half of Kruta and he did his own thing for half of Kruta, so there's no Bila of a Kruta. But I told you, bring me Neiros, half a fruit of Neiros from Pinsk and half a fruit of Psilos from Minsk. And you bring Neiros from Minsk and Psilos from Pinsk, or whichever is the opposite of what I said. Then, obviously, you did none of my shliach. It's an old girl thing. And therefore, the shliach is mal. That's all easy. Right? And you bring with what you buy one fruit to Esrog and one fruit to Rimo, Shnei and Malu, we're both Malu. Why? Because you did my Shlif and Esrog and one fruit. And you did your own thing of a Rimo and the other fruit. Rabbi Yehuda, Merapit, Balvai, Slow, Mal, Shu, Omer, Esrog, Gomel, Isim, Akin, Abisli, Kata, Ra. No. This is not considered a shlichus. So basically, the Tanakhama says the Chacham say it's half the shlichus of Balbais. See, Paul made half one fruit to Esrog. But Yehuda said it's none of the shlichus of Balbais because I wanted a big Esrog and you bought a small Esrog. Buying a small Esrog is not buying half the big Esrog. It's not buying the big Esrog. Meaning, from Yehuda holds, buying a smaller object is not half of buying a bigger object, but is not buying what I said before. Right? Does the size of an object make it a different object? I'm probably saying no, an object is an object. At least it's worth the way Shalom Mishnah. Rehuda says no, it's a different object. But did you get this word? The second one? No. And likewise, Nasal same exact case, yeah, Dinar Zahab, but I'm gonna leave my hobby book. I give you a Dinar Zahab, and I say, go buy me a cloak, and you buy me what's a kolok, what's a talus, a kolok is worn, a talus is over a kolok. A kolok and talus, a kolok has sleeves, okay, kolok has sleeves, talus doesn't. So I send you to buy, and you buy with three, what's three? Three sella, a chaluk and three sella, a talis, half and half. Shnei amalus, you did have my shlifas, not my shlifas. And isn't that a kakam who say a smaller chaluk is half, the bigger chaluk is still considered your shlifas. You don't qualify as the law, shibble, kokosa, you get a hastily cut or rot. No, a small chaluk is not half the big chaluk. It's not what I sent you to buy. I sent you to buy a big chaluk, and you want a small chaluk, and therefore you didn't do my shlifas at all. Okay, there's an interesting technicality here, which is that Tosfos in Ksubas points out, and the Shit Kubetsas here quotes, that in Ksubas, where's the Gemara saying that it's 25? Adi?
In Ksubas,
okay.
Sorry, Teta Amid Aleph.
Yeah, that's what the Tosfos says. He's quoting from...
Baba Metzia Mem Dalet Amid Beis.
Yes, that's where it is. In Baba Metzia, it says a dinar... Zahav is worth 25 dinari kesef. Is 25 dinari kesef. And here it says that it's worth 3 plus 3 slime, 6 slime. Sela is 4 dinari, it's worth 24 dinari kesef. So it's a stira. So it's another question, which to modern ears is very peculiar. He says, and anyway, how could gold be worth 25 times silver? Nowadays, only 12 times silver. We'll leave that question. This is a valid question. Seems to be a valid question, meaning is it 25 or 24? And the two basic answers, all the Rishonim have split this answer, so I just give two examples here. The Tosfos said in Ksubas, that the Shin Gavetsa says here on Kabbalah Bavan Aleph, that it's really worth 24, but when you change the silver into gold, you have to add a fee for the money changer. So it takes you 25 because that's a fee for the money changer. It's like nowadays, right? You don't know how many change you have to pay a fee. So how much is it really worth? It depends if you're counting with the fee or without the fee. Rambam said that the Rambam Beresh Mishnayos just says that's the word like approximately. Give me 1 second. The Rambam here in the Beresh Mishnayos says, give me just half a second, he says, Dinar Zohar is Shisha Shlom Mekira. It's a ram. What Misha said to be literally. It really meant 3.125 and 3.125. It's approximately. Okay, those are the two answers that I know of to this question.
Why does the Gemara have to bring in the Sefer two cases?
It's the kind of question you might have thought the Gemara would ask, right?
Yeah.
But the Gemara doesn't ask. One of the Achronim asked that question. Who asked that question? What? The one of the Achronim asked that question. I forget what he said. Someone asked that question. In the end, what are you going to have to say? I think you're going to have to say this, that if the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue, again, here I'm going toward the night reading the mission before the Gemara changed it, which let's assume that this part doesn't change, that they argue whether a smaller one is part of the shlichus of a bigger one, or is a totally different chetza, then if it only said Esro, you would have thought, in Esro, they argue, you know, it's Esro, you're going to chop it up and eat it, and it's just too small. But a follow-up and following is very, very different. And therefore, we never would have said a small chalup is not half the big chalup. And they only argue a chalup. They in a chalup, they argue an Esro. Everyone agrees that a small Esro, it's half a big Esro. Meaning, you might say that the Esro, the small Esro, is closer to being as good as a big S-rogue. And the small chaluk is not, you know, I assume there's more differences in the chaluk between bigger and smaller. So it's very different. So maybe that's the answer. That you need both of them to teach you, even in the S-rogue, Rabbi Yehuda still says it's not a shlichus if you bought a small S-rogue. And even the chaluk, the Rabbanan says no, it's a shlichus. Maybe that's what you have to say. Now the Gemara then asks, Shamus Mina, my Norman Sukhus, those long the Zavan the Korah, the Arab, Azam Zavan the Litra, Kani Loket. We've proven this from the Chachamim. What do I say? Half counts as Shlichos. Counts as half as Shlichos. So what does that mean? If I send you, I send Shmuel to sell an acre of my land, and he sells half an acre, so this proves that it's a valid sale. Half is valid Shlichos. That's the Chachamim. That we pass like Chachamim, like the Grove. Is that a valid proof? That Taka, I hope not, because it's possible. Agri, how say, if you don't make the ice place, Shvei, Tuav, Bishalosh. No, they make an okimta in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't mean what it seems to me, that I send you with half the money you buy a chalot. If with half the money you buy a small chalot, anyone agree that's not a valid shlichus. Rather, that's the case, you find 50% off sale. For half the money, you get the original size chalot. That's why the chalak says it's valid. You bought me the chalak I wanted. That's valid. Hey, my sefer b'yudah or balbais l'mal sheyachol m'pali chalak gatol isuvakech. Maybe it's the chalak katagra. Then why does Rabbi Yehuda argue in the sefer? Why do you say why'd you bring me a small one? What do you mean? You brought me a big good one. So the you have to reinterpret. You don't really got a dinar kule. If you had given the whole dinar zahav, shvei dinar, you would have brought me something worth two dinari zahav. Meaning, it's not that you really bought me one I didn't want. It's that, what do you mean? You got 50% off sale for, you got a $100 chalak for 50? I wanted you to get a $200 chalak for 100, right? That's not my shlichus. You lost money. Could have done better. Meaning, what's the machlokas? Chachamim assume when I give you $100 to buy a $100 chalak, I mean buy a $100 chalak. So if you buy a $100 chalak for $50, you did the shlichus. And if you spent the other 50 on something else, then you were wrong. I limited you to buy $100 chalak and bring me change. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, and I send you $100 for $100 chalak, but I mean it's get me the most you can get for $100. Get me whatever you can get for $100. And therefore, you got me a small chalak, but I wanted to get a big chalak, and therefore, it is no good. And that's the machlokas. Everyone agrees if you actually buy me a small chalak. The machlokas is, well, you mean Dafka getting $100 chalak at whatever price? Or do I mean Dafka, get me whatever chaluk you can get for $100, the best chaluk you can get for $100? It's interesting. The Sfas Emes has a kasher. He says, oh, come on. We know that people don't want fancy clothing and would rather have pasha things that fulfill their needs and spend less money and not have and not live a luxurious lifestyle. So what's the Havmina? Okay, maybe he answers it, but maybe the Havmina is that most people are not like the Sfas. That most people are not so wrong. Now, the Gemara just adds, very late. Very late, never heard of mind. I'll just summarize this very briefly. Okay. I'll have to summarize it very, very briefly next time, the continuation of this Gemara, because it is very late. But what are we going to talk about next time? Did I put anything before here? No. So finish this Makoro sheet, and just want to know what's our preparing for next time, because we're coming. I don't want to end just out of sheer petition. What do we do? Finish sheet 10, obviously. The inyan, the shulchani. I just want you very, very importantly, the inyan, the shulchani, to look at Rashi in Bamitsia. Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, Dibur Hamaskil. What's the Ramaskal Chaim?
Oh, not that fast. I need an extra second.
Let's see if I can find it first here, or you can find it first there.
Never came as close. Yes.
Men Gimel Amad Aleph. Dibur Hamaskil Mutarim. Right? Basically, Lama. Ma'al mafkid im hifkid mutarim. Mutarim not permitted to open. Dibra maskel, what did I just say? Mutarim?
Yes.
And contrast that with the sivos in race study based tests. See the difference between them. And when it comes to the Rambam, put in brackets the Evan Ha'azel on the Rambam, and then you want to continue in the Gemara. Then you want to finish the Gemara, finish the Mishnah, and the finish the Mishnah. And the Gemara, and what do you want to look at the Rambam in the Tosfos and Soda Yudches Amud Aleph. That's in the Gilead Shasir, Dibur Mas Bazar, the Rambam, Zion, Vav 2, Zion, and the Kesef Mishnah there, and the Kesef Mishnah there, and the Kesef Mishnah there, and okay, that's good enough for now. I'll send out the rest later. Okay, that's what to get started, and we'll continue with Hashem on Monday. Just a reminder that next week, Monday, is normal. We don't have to take a picture of this. Okay, Monday is normal next week, but next Thursday's share will be on Wednesday instead. unless they say they just remelt and then we're allowed to shear by then we're allowed to shear Thursday. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash by Wednesday, by the time you wake up Wednesday morning, then we'll have shear at 11 o'clock on Wednesday instead of 9 o'clock on Thursday. Ah, yeah, the truth is that it'll be distracting anyway. That'll be distracting all the people who have the shear. You know, you get that part. Okay.
Very disciplined people.